Right then, here's a cheeky bit of additional content that we are calling the Full Force Monthly Extra. Each month, we will add a separate short topic for a little extra monthly fun. For this month, each presenter has to pick one enemy faction HasLab to mirror our last episode. Rules state that it has to be practical and viable choice for the platform. Justin, what have you got for us, buddy?
So this was interesting because I went through a lot of trouble kind of putting together a full HasLab package, and then Chris was like, no, we're doing G.I. Joe.
We're doing Joe's, mate.
This month. And I'm like, oh, man. But, you know,
I was Captain Buzzkill this entire week.
Well, I was looking at it from a practical perspective, and from a practical perspective, I landed on the Cobra Stun, which again isn't one of my favorite vehicles.
What?
But I think it's pretty iconic. It appeared, you know, pretty frequently throughout the 86, you know, through season two of the G.I. Joe animated series. It's a really popular vehicle for sure. And I figured, you know, the base package would come with Motor Viper. I did work up a few tiers.
Go for
thinking
it.
That this was
rinse them out. Tell us,
you know, what we'd be doing. One was the weapon, was some weapons additions, was tier one, where you could convert the twin laser guns to more Gatling style miniguns. Again, I had miniguns on the mind when I was doing this in the Snowcat. Tier two, I came up with something called Stun Gunners, which would be Cobra Vipers redecoed in sort of stun themed colors, maybe black and red, maybe some hints of gray. So they would be the you know, a Motor Viper would be sitting on kind of the driving cockpit. The gunners would be in the individual pods themselves.
That's cool.
For tier three, I went with some weapon upgrades, which would be like a swappable rear cannon. You know, they had that back seat, which was kind of facing backwards, that little tiny swivel machine gun. I was thinking you could swap that out for something a little bit better, some missile pods that maybe could go on the sides of the stun a little bit, and maybe a top-mounted gun that the driver could actually control as well as driving the stun itself. And then for tier four, I went with what I thought was kind of the obvious, and since towable is kind of what the theme, I went with a Cobra Asp, which could be towed behind the stun.
Ass behind. Yeah, it works.
Yes,
perfectly.
Yeah, the stun's ass. But yeah, and throw that in there with another Cobra Viper gunner figure of a sort. And
man.
And that's kind of the whole package. And I know Chris was he just lost his crap when I said it wasn't one of my favorite vehicles, but
it's amazing. Two words for you. Python Patrol.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Yes,
yeah, and that,
please.
You know, similar to the Snowcat, how you could repurpose it for Tiger Force. The Collectors Club did this amazing Python Patrol. Well, it came out in the vintage line too. The Python Patrol stun wasn't just Collectors Club. It came
there was an original Python Patrol.
It was the original
stun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm getting
they just
mixed
didn't
up.
They didn't have a vehicle driver for it, right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So okay. So yeah, the Python Patrol Cobra stun was amazing, and I loved the Python Patrol deco vehicles even more than I did the figures. That red and black and yellow kind of color scheme they went with, I just thought was fantastic. And
beautiful.
So, yeah, I think that would be a great opportunity to repurpose it there.
Absolutely stunning. Great idea. Love the stun. Stunning. Pat, your thoughts quickly?
Yeah, putting a toe hook on the stun, I think, is so important. That's something that is majorly missing from the original and worked out not so great for my younger brother, who did have the Python stun and the Python asp, and then it was like, it was up to me then to fashion a paperclip.
Nice.
So put it behind. So his stun did tow the asp.
What color was the paperclip?
What?
What color was the paperclip?
Oh, it was just a metal paperclip.
Oh man, you should have gone and got. You should have gone like a maroon one or a black one or something, just to kind of really.
If that would have been available, I would have used it. But at the time, plastic covered paper clips were not as common, I don't think.
Oh yeah, that was.
We're old, man. This is back in the dark ages.
This is the 1300s we're talking about, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah,
we didn't even have paper clips. We just like grabbed scrap metal and kind of bent it
forged.
Into a funky thing. Yeah, we forged our own paper clips back then.
Justin the blacksmith is. he's. Forging paper clips. What the hell? That's amazing. I love it. Great idea. Pat, what's yours, mate?
I was afraid you were going to tell me no.
No,
but
this
was...
is stunning.
Okay, you're agreeing on this one.
Yeah.
Mine's going to be the Cobra Toxo Lab. I went through looking at all these vehicles, and I was like, oh, the stun. And then I was like, I better scroll up to see if Justin already picked this. Oh, he picked this stuff. So I had to completely change gears, and it probably took me an hour looking through. I'm like, you know what? The Toxo Lab actually is an affordable thing for them to make because
Yeah.
it's two levels and some supports and a cup. That's pretty much, as far as costing it out, that's pretty much the base of what you need. And the way that the tiers work inside of a HasLab, well, then you can get into adding some other bells and whistles in there and maybe another level or more ladders. It definitely needs some catwalks. And I have in mind, as far as whenever I'm looking at the price of it and figuring out how it should be set up, I'm looking at that more recent Star Wars Bespin carbon freezing playset,
Yeah.
that playset is a half circle, a cup, and some ladders and some railing. So it's very similar in what it would be as far as design goes. But I also like the idea of setting up the Toxo Lab so that if you buy more than one, you can hook multiples together. Maybe
Genius.
you have a
Brilliant.
rickety catwalk that goes to nowhere that looks like it was just broken off. And then if you buy two of them, you can join them together.
Oh.
That would be awesome. Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, multiple levels. Like, I want this thing not to necessarily, like, it should incorporate some of the bright colors of the originals, but also look a little realistic. Like, I want the people collecting the 7-inch Batman stuff to go, I need that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Dude. My
Joe
Ace
Ace
Chemicals.
Chemicals, yeah. Oh my,
Yeah.
brilliant. Yeah.
You're talking about the connection of the two broken like
Yeah.
catwalks. You could almost do it so that if you imagine like they overlap so that when you unclip them like that, this is all the damaged bit. The unclipped
Yeah.
bit is all the broken element, but then when you clip them
Yeah.
together, it kind of like perfectly seals up, if you know what I mean, and becomes like an actual perfect platform. That would be such a great idea, Pat. Oh my God.
Yeah, and if they could work it out so that it would be like, I'm not really imagining one of the platforms to necessarily circle around the cup. I'm imagining it to be just kind of a platform that would go really well on like a shelf.
Oh, yeah.
And then, it being reconfigurable, you might want to buy more than one to hook them together to fill out whatever your space.
I have an
Yeah.
option for one of the tiers. Can I throw it out there?
What's your idea? Yeah.
DNA Serpentor Laboratory Edition. So
Oh,
it would
that'd be
be
cool.
a Serpentor add-on where the kind of like the clone is inside the tube of water.
Oh, yeah, nice.
And it plugs into one of the ports, and when you turn it on, electronics, wa the water bubbles, and the light fills up. So
You're
you've got a
selling me on the water bubble. Yeah, that sounds
Serpentor
cool.
clone tube, and then there might be other ones you could do. Like one would be like the gold for Serpentor. One of them might be, like you put bats in there and stuff. I mean, like this thing would be incredible. And then obviously I know you've got other tiers that you wanted to talk about, and those could work because they're related, aren't they?
Yeah, but I'm also thinking that the base set would come with one of those things that I've seen. So my mother has a couple of them, and I've seen them so many times at Walmart. And I actually was like, well, what's that going to cost? Does that make this ridiculous? So I looked on Amazon, and you could buy one for like $15, $10 to $15 for a mist maker. And it
Oh.
is just an electronic thing that you plug into the wall, and then it formulates mist.
Yeah.
So that, and they actually have LEDs in them.
Yeah.
So
Oh man.
the cup, you would just fill it with just straight up water, so it's not anything crazy,
Yep.
then it would form a mist. And it does cause the area to get a little wet around it. But how cool would that look on a
Unfortunately, I think what you're describing, the area is going to be wet whether you use water or
carpet?
not. Mate, this is a great idea,
This
honestly,
is
and it's
like,
actually simple. And then you
yeah.
make it like really effective by adding all these other elements, and it just
And
becomes
this is a
a
photographer's
monster.
dream. I mean, so many people are posting their photos on Instagram now. You're giving them like this wealth of different things they
Yeah.
can use to incorporate into those pictures.
It
And
doesn't.
oh, I think this would do really, really well. I think not only is it a really good idea, but I think if Hasbro did it right, this could be like huge. Yeah.
And
Yeah.
also,
It...
it like you're it doesn't have to be vehicle based. You're saying
Right.
playset based. And
Yeah.
that opens the
Yeah.
door for things like Checkpoint Alpha. You could do like a G.I. Joe version where it isn't like all Dr. Mindbendery, but it would be like a more intense checkpoint, like, multiple towers, a crossing, speed bump, road mat, all sorts of different things that you could kind of build up a diorama with that, but there'd be more substantial than just what a technically a checkpoint alpha is. And with what you're talking about, it's just so ripe for people buying like 2, 3, 4 of these, because I don't think it would be that expensive either.
No, I don't think it has to be that expensive at all. Like, it's out in my head. I'm like, well, add the $60 of the Bespin playset, because that came with a figure, but then it's going to be need to be a little bit bigger. So that's like $60. The $15 for the electronics that I was talking about. And then I do have some of my tiers. I'm talking about like 4 figures in the set, I think.
Yeah.
So I do want the base set to come with 1 figure, and I'm thinking that it should come with a Fun School inspired Poxo Viper. And the reason
not Cesspool?
No, actually, I really want to avoid having any named characters with this.
Okay.
Any individual characters. I want people to look at this and go, I need 5 because, you know, I'm
all
not
the army builders.
Any part of it.
Genius.
It's like the whole thing is army builders. And if I buy 5 of these, I can build them all together and have a huge Toxo lab, and I will have 5 times the Toxo. Like, why wouldn't I buy 5 and keep it a little bit lower in price? And now you're going to be buying a bunch.
That's spot on.
Yep.
So I also didn't want to include standard Toxo Viper, though, because he can go to retail to be a supplemental thing that you could just buy 10 of those.
Right.
So not tied to a HasLab or Toxo Viper. So I'm talking about including a Fun School Toxo Viper with this. And for tier 1, I want to do a Toxo Zombie out of that Toxo Viper, so that in between the 2 figures, you might be able to swap some parts and make 2 Toxo Zombies out of him, you know, to have varying degrees of the zombiness.
Yeah.
And then tier 2, I would want to include Toxo Viper version 2.
Nice.
And then, of course, the tier after that would be Toxo Zombie. And those 2 would have parts that would be swappable.
Damn,
so
this is...
You're going to want parts between to have.
I don't
want to
do mine.
Bad.
I don't want to. I don't even want to talk about mine. I'm already sold on this one.
When is this getting announced? I will back it right now.
Like, I really would love this, and I do think that it would sell. Like, if you are a Batman fan, you're going to buy this for Ace Chemical, and then a G.I. Joe fan's probably going to buy your 4 figures.
Or any zombie, any Walking Dead and all those different movies and stuff where you've got that kind of, interesting. Plus, it's just a toy photographer's dream, as Justin was saying.
I'm picturing like some of those wheels that you need to shut off.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All throughout the playset.
Oh, do you know what would be really fun?
Some tanks, what?
Well, if they kind of introduced, you know, like ectoplasm. So that you could have like some
plasmatox.
Yeah, well, you'd be not. I mean, as in like, yeah, you're right, plasmatox. But I was utilizing the Ghostbusters analogy because that made sense in my head. But yes, absolutely, just like goopy, slimy crap that comes with it that you could cover it in, through pipes,
you know,
and stuff. Oh.
There is the Jurassic Park, the new Jurassic Park set, where you put the slime in the top, and it's a grate, kind of like the old Ghostbusters playhouse.
Yeah.
It causes the slime to drip down. Yeah, you're going to want to make this thing so if people put slime on it, whether or not you include the slime, you're going to want it to look really cool with slime.
Yeah, big time. Oh my god, all the vents I'm thinking about as well. And so like, you know, unbroken handles and stuff, like, you know, railings that are a bit knackered.
Yep.
and rusty, and this is going to be so good. And yeah, it could be like the top level is the walkways and everything, and then you've got all of the places where all of the experiments are being bubbling away in tubes, and then you've got the deck, which could be more of a laboratory kind of thing with like beds and other kind of, you know, decks. And it would be so freaking cool, man. Like, I just, yeah, I'm there with you. In fact, I'm not even going to bother saying mine. I think we should just stop there. And that
the Serpentor tube that you mentioned could actually be doubled for a reuse with Serpentor and be intended for a Toxo Zombie, like the Compound Z kind of thing. Like,
damn.
It's being pumped into somebody intentionally.
Damn.
So you'd have for people that just accidentally fall in,
yeah.
But then you have people that are being actually altered intentionally.
Oh, so good. So
beautiful.
Good, man. Love it. Great
beautiful.
Idea. Great idea. I'll just say mine quickly then. It's the
no, I don't want to hear yours, Chris. I want to end on that. You know, forget it.
It's the Thunder.
Never gonna be that good.
It's the Thunder Machine. It's got Thrasher in it. And then I was thinking a Zorana repaint in her Deke colors, right? As a tier.
Yes. In her what colors?
Deke. Or Dick, okay, as we used to say in the UK, because that's what the kids, you know, at the end of the thing, it goes Deke. Well, at the end of our one, it goes Dick. And I'm not even kidding. I'll send you a
that
video
needs to
of
be
it
at the end of this episode.
Dick. There you go. Anyway, Thunder Machine, obvious. Maybe a different tier for a different weapon that goes in the front. Just saying, you can make it a little bit like Street Fighter 2-ish.
Hey, you want to take the miniguns away? No, that's not how this works. But it's more like, miniguns, not less.
But I'm thinking like put a different weapon system in there.
A different minigun, okay. I'm on board with
a
that.
Bigger minigun.
More
we'll
miniguns.
We'll call it a biggie gun.
There you go.
I'm thinking, obviously, all the bells and whistles, all the usual, and maybe the light could also light up the back of the rocket as well. So any light coming out the back could light up not just that but a transparent or a sort of translucent blast effect that could plug into the back of the rocket and really give it a bit of like
firing.
Pat hates that idea, but that's what I was thinking. The other thing I want to throw in there is the other figure I would throw in, and I think you agree with me here, is a Monkey Wrench figure repaint, blonde hair, blue top, and whatever pants we could think he was wearing.
I love it.
That's what I'm going with. That's what. That, there you go. That's all I'm saying. Thunder
Good
Machine,
choice.
Thrasher, Zorana, and the other guy, Monkey Wrench, but we give him a different name, like Spanner.
I love those figures' names. Too much denim guy is what he is.
Denim Spanner, yeah. We'll call him. Anyway, that's it. That's the extra. Wow. See you later. I don't know why I'm waving. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Dick.
Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/The Full Force. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/The Full Force Podcast, or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.